garnish your check. Ooh, we should do that. Okay, 3476, you live on the air. Okay, what's going on?
Armand, baby, when I say I miss you. Okay,
thank
I don't
you.
Know if you have a full queue, so let me get straight into it. Armand, I will have to say I have some more positive things, and then I have some things. I'm not going to say they're negative, but you've been kind of letting me down a little bit, and that's okay because you have a job to do, and even me as a viewer, I understand. You can probably tell who I am by now. I understand mm-hmm. that. You're going to say some things sometimes I might not always agree with. With
yeah.
that being said, I feel like you made some, you missed some very valid points when it came to the Erica Banks situation. It's one thing to say, like, you know what, I got certain friends for certain places. And I think that hopefully with positive intent, that's what she was trying to say, because that's valid. There are some friends, some people, not because you have anything against them, but you're probably not going to go to the club with the person you go to the coffee shop with, or you're not going to
yeah.
go to the hookah bar with the person who doesn't consume that, and y'all go and chill and eat oysters or something like that. That's understandable, and it's not even so much always because of what you perceive them as, but you just know that person's vibe. So hopefully
yeah.
that was what she was intending to say, but let's not miss the fact that she literally said, I could have met the nicest person in the world. She said that out of her own mouth. So she's completely disregarding character
yeah.
and using the word friends in the same sentence. It's different if you're talking about just people who are contributing to your look when you're going out. Everybody, promo teams, you know, there
mm-hmm.
are people in the industry who do have people they only call to go out. And
yeah,
that's understandable.
True.
But she talked about friends. And I think that was the aspect that kind of threw people off, because you literally said, I could have met the nicest person in the world. You said this in your close friends. And someone, obviously, hopefully the person was sick, though, and had a BBL and fit your physical standards you had for them, because they obviously their character isn't there, that they felt the need to go and take that video. And I'm sorry if I sound
uh-huh.
passionate about it. I just
no,
feel
it's
like
okay.
You just missed some very valid points. And I watched that video and I listened to what she said time and time again. Mind you, this is all behind a filter. And there's nothing wrong with what anyone does or feels like they need to do to be comfortable with themselves. But for her to sit up there and literally say, like, I could have met the – it wasn't so much like the whole – honestly, it wasn't even the fact, you know, it's certain people. Because like I said, I feel like she was just trying to say that there are certain people I can't go everywhere with. Because she did
mm-hmm.
say – she did say, now she can come to the cookout or she can come to this, but you can't go to the club, you know. And I understand when she got into the body aspects, that ticked some people off. For me, it was more so the ending part of, I could have met this nicest person in the world. And to your point, that, okay, so to finish that off, that threw me off a lot, because it's like, what? So do you even have genuine people around you? Obviously not. Because like I said, this person took this video and set it out there. But I mean, hey, hopefully it's someone you can at least go to the club with, Erica. Like, start you shoot so low with who you associate yourself with, you know? And then to your point about, like, you know, everybody wants their friendships, their friend group to look away. It's okay to have an eclectic group of friends. The girl that comes up in a head wrap can be just as bad. Now, I mean head wrap like something you go to sleep with. You can have your earthy Erica Badu friend. Maybe
you
that's
can definitely have that.
Myself, but everybody is individual, and they're bad in their own way. We don't all have to step out and be BBL warriors. Like,
no.
There are some small women who are bad, and there are some big women who are wearing XLs who are bad. I feel like Lizzo is a bad girl. Would she not fit Erica's standards per what she said today of being able to go to the club with her?
I agree. No, I'm with
you.
I agree. No, I agree with you 100%. I mean, I understand. I have nothing to, you know, going. Like I said, to me, it wasn't the size. To me, it's more about the personality and the energy that you bring, because I think that I don't want everybody to look the same, but I want everybody to come and bring their best and just be a vibe. You know what I mean? And I believe that that comes in all shapes and sizes and different styles. So I'm with you on that. I just think that she just didn't know how to articulate it. I really don't think she knew how to articulate it.
No, I don't think she articulated that well, because there's definitely a way to just be like, you know what, I do go to places with certain people because we have to network. And it also could be you just want people to be comfortable. It's not everybody
yeah.
needs to go and be in the club twerking in a 3-point stand. You out, you want to build your brand, you want to network, you want the baddest with you. Baddest per, unfortunately, we live in a shallow society. And that's just the reality of the, that's the other side of the coin, is we do live in a shallow world where there are people out where you will have to be with a I'm, you know, a mainstream appeasing group of people in order to satisfy and get what you need to be done accomplished. But the way that she went about that, and then to incorporate the aspect of a friendship, and then to disregard character, poor on her behalf. And I really wish her therapy and she finds some inner peace, you know, and stops outsourcing for validation. But I'm going to go. I know some people that want to talk, so bye, everyone.
Thank you. Bye. Okay, let's take another call. 1958, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand. Deposit.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah. So Tiffany had this thing, so sad. I'm side-eyeing anybody that's kind of aligned with them and defending that situation, despite them going the civil way. It's because they could not go the other way. So like you said, ultimately a check was going to be cut and needs to be cut. And it should be a big, big, big check as far as I'm concerned, because that's a lot of heartache for down the road. Cardi B, Tasha K, get your coin, girl. Like, she's been just too sneak dissing. Like, you was telling this lady out of nowhere that she's broke. She's not selling. She's not doing this.
Mm.
So absolutely get your coin, Cardi. Erica Banks, I'm getting self-sabotage. I'm getting you are being what someone was to you, and that's the biggest part that I don't respect, because I feel like all the people that got no enhancements, she felt that way. She was treated that way. So then for you to then do the opposite and be that girl now, I ain't respecting it. But great show, Armand. The song
Thank
is
you.
A bop. Like,
thank
it's in
you
my
for
head
streaming.
All day.
Thank you, period.
Thank you.
I love you for listening and watching.
Right.
All right, y'all, listen, right. I don't see it on my thing, but if y'all can screenshot, if the super chat is still up on y'all thing, screenshot them. Let me see if I could do it over here. Let me see if I could get those. Okay, I got some. Or they dropped. All right, let's take another one. 4409, you live on the air.
Come on, the brother Joe check.
Yes, what's going on? Talk to me.
Okay, so let's talk about it. Yes, like you said, it was about the Delivery Forever career, because when I first seen the video earlier, I was like, wow, does she really feel that way? And somebody in the comment section said, this is un-BBL-leavable. But like you said earlier, then that's when they go start throwing shade at you, talking about your BBL, your kitten heels, your new hair stuff. You know, like y'all basically said, we all have friends for different occasions, but I just want my people to pull up, be a vibe, and be the best. Also, with the Tiffany Haddish situation, I do feel like work is going to slow down for her because of, you know, the situation and all the allegations and stuff. But I'm definitely going to look at her different. Like, I mean, moving forward, like, I'm just looking at her like, okay, like, do I want to watch this show? Do I want to watch these ratings? You know, 85% of me would be like, no. And then 15% would be like, okay, maybe I should give it a chance. But that's going to be a hard, you know, hurdle to get over when it comes to her. So I don't know. But you know what's so crazy? It's funny how, what's that guy name that started talking about Lizzo again? I forgot his name, the comedian.
Ari Spears.
Yes. It's funny how he started fat shaming Lizzo, and then all the receipts came out and things like that. And it was just like his career just like started to unfold and just go downhill little by little. But that's all I got to say. I took a picture of the screenshot for the super chat. I'm gonna tag you in it. Have a good night.
Period. Thank you. Love a good supporter. All right. Okay. Let's keep it moving. All right. 4450. You're live on the air.
Bro, Nikki and Kenneth Petty in jail right the fuck now.
Okay. 2030. You're live on the air.
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me okay?
Yes. What's going on?
Okay, so listen, Tiffany, I love you so much. Love your show.
Thank you.
Tiffany Haddish is disgusting. She's trying to sweep it up under the rug. For me, it's not having any remorse for the situation that is completely weird. So she's disgusting, and I'm going to be supporting her. Tasha K is a cackle. Okay, this picture that you keep posting with her wrapped up is hilarious. Okay, she just needs to go ahead and pay what she needs to pay. Okay, now, with Erica Banks, do understand preference. So this is just going to be for anybody who, you know, felt some type of way about what she said. Me, myself, I'm an up-and-coming female rapper. I'm only 120 pounds. Erica Banks is not a cosign that I want. That's not a look that I'm here for, so who cares? Who I don't, you know what I'm saying? So that's just how I feel about that. One last thing that's kind of off topic. I want to use a part of what you said in one of your old things at the beginning of one of my songs. Do I need to email you about that, or can I just do it?
Yeah, email me.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye. Yes, definitely email me for that. 9382, you're live on the air.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Hey, Amon. I love
hey,
so
what's
much.
Going on, baby?
Okay. All right. So that's why they created 4X for Toxic to get some more money, honey. I think that would be perfect. She can work that 4X, you know, do the little
okay.
thing on her followers to get the coins. And, you know, she can pay Cardi B right back. Her kids can stay wherever they at. That was my one tip for Tasha K. And the whole Erica Banks thing, all right, I don't know. It was when she said that it said you got to be thick. I don't know. She gave me crap at the beginning, but once she started saying, like, you had to be thick and all that, I didn't feel that because it's all about the energy that you carry into me with the club. Energy, good vibes, like, that's all that matters. You're at a club anyways. People can't even see you because it's in the dark. Like, come on now. You can't be stupid. But, yeah, I know you got a lot of calls. I love you. Let them
thank
deposit
you.
That check for real. And then, yeah, we good. You have a nice
and thank
day.
You.
Okay,
I love you for listening. Thanks for watching. All right. Private caller, you're live on the air.
What's up, Armand?
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
So I'm going to be real with you. I don't like trap music. The song you mean, usually I wouldn't like it. For some odd reason, Armand, that song keeps playing in my mind every day. All I keep hearing is deposit check, deposit check.
Didn't I just talk to you?
No, I just called in. It's my first time calling in.
I swear to God, I feel like I just talked to you.
I'm not that other guy.
Oh.
I'm not that other guy.
Oh,
I'm not him.
Okay.
He's too thirsty. But yeah, that song is fire. I mean, like, again, if someone like me that don't like tracks like that and I have that on my mind all the time, yo, that's the hit, bro. That's a real good hit. You know what I'm saying? More power to you, Armand. Keep doing your thing, man.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for streaming. You know, people are just now getting into it. But listen, I'm happy, I'm grateful, and, you know, I'm loving it, and I'm loving the response, and I'm loving y'all coming for it, and, you know, I'm here for it, you know, especially since we do music commentary here. You know, I'm just having fun with the music, so I'm glad you guys are listening and streaming, all right?
I love it,
speaking
man.
Speaking of that, I was supposed to be doing a $100 giveaway, and y'all failed. I could not believe I had almost 4,000 people on here and could not have 100 people listening. Do you all know I had 300 people listening on Station Head, and we had at least 35 people listening to the song at one time? So you mean to tell me out of 4,000 people, I couldn't get 100 people to listen? Child, so I had to move the contest over back to Station Head because, girl, y'all paid it. And I put the link and everything. I'm like, y'all really be on here, like, only loving the song just for, when we live. Girl, y'all don't really stream this song. But it's all good. I love y'all for still listening, though, when y'all do. But, yeah, I was trying to give y'all some coins. Oh, and then, oh, look, I got to show you the little. Let's take a little break from the calls since we're going to deposit our check one more time. I didn't show y'all the dance. I want to see if anybody could do the dance. It's a little challenging, but I want to see if anybody could do the dance. Let's see. Okay, stop playing with him. Okay. Now, let's take another call. Okay, 1681, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
I love you so much, okay?
Thank you.
Listen, I feel like you should make your new song, Granny Show Chick. Garnish your check. Garnish your check. Yes, I love that song. Yes, I got it on Apple. For real, I don't have Spotify, but I got it on Apple.
And so, listen, and if you got it on Apple, that's just as good. I just can only see. I haven't figured out the whole Apple thing yet. When I figure it out, I'm gonna do that.
Okay, yes, because I'm gonna listen to your podcast and stuff on Apple.
And girl, I got Apple and Spotify. I got them all, and I like Apple too.
Okay,
I actually have them both. I have them both because I like both of them for different reasons. You know what I mean? Like, now you just need two of everything. You know, I like options, so I got both.
That is true. Okay, but I really wanted to talk about Erica Banks. I feel like, really, you're not even that cute. To be doing. I feel like you can rap and stuff. Like, you got a song and stuff. Like, that's cool for you to say, like, all my friends. And I know how I kick it with my friends. And me and my friends kick it. Sometimes, you know, and I agree with some of your callers, like, you need friends for certain things. Okay, that's cool. But if them your real friends, you're not going to treat them like that. So for her to have some standards on, like, my friends, so you're not really going to have no real friends. So that just lets you know how she is, like, moving throughout the industry. Like, so if that's your standard of, oh, yeah, my friends, granted she might, but no, I feel like that's how she thinks. So, you know.
Well, thank you. Thanks, boo. All right. Love you for listening.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay, let me get to my girl. I forgot. 7931, you live on the air. Talk to me, baby.
Hey, Armand. How are you?
Hey, what's going on? I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing really, really good. I've had a really good weekend. Mm-hmm. Just so have you. And I'm really happy for you and everything that's been going on.
Thank you.
I've just been here for a long time, and I just love you.
You have been here for a very long time. You've been here through the trenches, through it all, girl. You've been here, and
I'm
now here we are. We're still doing it.
I'm never leaving, baby. I'm never leaving. I love
you. Okay, period.
Okay. So what I wanted to say is I don't think Erica Banks should have said it differently. I think Erica Banks just needs to be quiet because she's just not that intelligent. And when unintelligent people speak a lot, they basically make themselves look just as unintelligent as they are. When if you just be quiet and be as cute as you can be, because you're really not that cute, be as cute as you can be. If you just be quiet and rap, like, that's one thing that you lack. Like I said on Stacey Head a couple months ago, be just rap, you remember? She just won't do that. And so I just can't seem to wrap my mind around why she opened her mouth about everything but a song. And like you said, it do seem like she want to be like the Instagram baddies. Or, baby, you're not that. You're a rapper. And I know that new rapper aesthetic is what it is, and you have to have a certain aesthetic to get out here, but, girl, you're still not even getting out here. And, like, the one comment that was my problem, that you, like you said, you only had your BBL for a couple months, baby. You only had booty cheeks for a little while. Like, you only had booty cheeks for a little while. You was really bad built. Like, you wasn't even a slim fine. You was a bad built skinny type. So it's just really funny that now, since you got your little BBL and you got a fat transfer to your titties and, you know, your waist is snatched, now you can wear whatever you want and you kind of look better, that you feel like you could talk down on skinny girls. And I'm not skinny at all. So, but I have plenty of skinny friends and they really are bad. And I just really feel like Erica Banks should just be quiet. That would be her best bet, to just be quiet, because she's ignorant. She's a little bit slow. I really starting to think she's a little bit remedial. And she's giving Texas a bad name. I don't like how she keep on. I don't like that. I don't like that. So I really just want her to be quiet. That's it. That's all.
Thank you. Wow. That was a lot said. Wow. That was a lot said. That was a lot said. All right. 5385, Eva with the tea.
In the mix. Who is this freak of nature?
With DJ Armand.
Wow. What's the tea, baby? Hold on. I done muted you on accident. What's the tea?
I don't want to be messy, but I need you to check your phone when you get off this live.
Okay.
Because the proof is in the pudding.
Okay.
And it was very direct.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say as soon as you're off this. Because this, your show has nothing to do. We're not giving energy. Or you're not giving energy. So after this is over, watch your check your phone.
Okay, what's the tea? Give me the tea on the topic.
So, do you want me to say it?
No, I don't want to talk about anything that's not related to the show. We are depositing our check right now.
Okay. Okay. So, my opinion on Erica Banks, I get what she's saying, but I'm going to say this.
Okay.
Not everybody goes to the club to bag men. And if you can't buy your own section and you're worried about people putting you in a section, that's a problem. Number two.
Oh.
It's no shade. You know, as a celebrity, you would want to buy out the section, not be like, oh, we're going to the club so the boys can all fill us, so we all got to look like a Kim Kardashian big booty video vixen kind of girl, because it just doesn't work that way. You have to have a variety, because not everybody's into the same look. It's no shade.
Mm.
I wanted to talk about the Tiffany Haddish tea. Listen, at the end of the day, you can't put a price on me, but I can't speak for the victims. But I will say that's just how Hollywood works. You always want to cover your mess. And I just think it's still disgusting. And at the end of the day, it shows a lot that she would want to settle and pay these people, because her whole niche was that it was a shakedown, right? So it just makes me side-eye the industry further again, that money always talks and they can definitely silence victims. That's all I have to say, friend. But check your phone when you get off
period.
This. Bye.
All right. Thanks, boo. All right. Eva with the T. All right. Let's take another call. 0307. You're live on the air.
What's up, Armand? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on? I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good. So as far as the Erica Banks situation, like, I just feel like you're not even the it girl in your own arena. You know what I'm saying? Like, when it comes to the rap girls, like, you're not Nicki, you're not Cardi. So it's like, how could you say something like that? You know what I'm saying? And it's like, why does everybody have to look the same? It's kind of giving follower comp. Like, why do we all have to look the same? Like, there's funny people who are ugly. You know what I'm saying? So why can't we just have those type of friends at the club too? You know what I'm saying? And I feel like guys do it too, actually. I feel when guys do it, I feel like they're probably like gay on the low or something. But also, I wanted to talk about the Cardi B situation, right?
Okay, yeah, let's talk about it.
I feel like why, like, she needs to go as far as she can with it when it comes to Tasha K, because if you're going to lie on me, I'm going to do the most, you know what I'm saying, to get my money. Like, don't lie on me. Like, I feel like that's in the industry, you can't just say anything that you want to say, and people do that too much. And so if you're going to lie on me, I'm going to go to the extent and I'm going to get my money. So after all those bad things that Tasha K was saying about her, she needs to go to the furthest extent, get all her money, like, fast. And then also, just this is last note, I don't understand. I'm not really into the whole, like, rap girls situation, but when it comes to people being mean to Cardi, I just don't understand it. You know what I'm saying? She just does what she needs to do. And the beef that her and the other girl had was a couple years ago. So why are we still talking about it? Why are we still being mean to her? I just don't get that. But, yeah.
Thank you. Have a good one. All right, we're going to take one more, and then we're out of here, because we've been on here for how long? Oh, yeah, yeah. We've been on here for over an hour. Y'all been getting me on here for over an hour lately. All right, 444-5550, you live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, hold on. Let me read this real quick. Somebody said, I know bodyguards in L.A. that's built like Erica Banks, and I miss when you did the wigs. You could have did the Erica Banks wig, adult hairs down your bow. No, I'm not wearing wigs. See, that's why I don't wear wigs, though, so I'm not going to sit on here and wear wigs. Go ahead, caller.
So I want to talk about the Erica Banks situation. Like,
okay.
First of all, somebody just needs to sew her mouth up, whoever is in her crew, because every time she opens her mouth, she says everything wrong. And just to make other women feel like you have to have this body, and her body doesn't look good. Like, her butt looks very diaperish. Her skin looks very ashy. Her face is a 3 out of 10. She's not what, you know, like the bad bitch she tries to get on there to be. She's not getting that. So for her to get on.
Thank you. Okay. That was a lot for me. And then it was the B at the end of the three. All right. Skinny Ghetto.